pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Enjoy one of the tons of things that we've got to talk about today.
Yes, it is, Doug. You got underway with B&D this morning. Of course, A and C start at 3:30 this afternoon. So if you're a Class A fan or a Class C fan and you haven't left yet, no problem. 3:30 is go time for you this afternoon.
That's correct. And so a lot of things going on with the track. And, of course, not a whole lot. You've got your field event finals today, and then you've got four track events that turn into finals today as well, with most of it just being preliminaries. And preliminaries, sometimes we've talked about it on a couple of our reports already, and I guess for some of the folks, the big story in our area is Bertrand's Taylor Taha not qualifying in the 100 hurdle finals. She had the fastest time in the class and one of the fastest times in the state, but clipped the second hurdle and actually did fall to the ground. I'll show you how fast she is. She fell down and still didn't finish last in her heat. But she is not in the finals, and that's going to cost, you got to figure, 10 points to the team, 8 at the very least, and, of course, a chance for her to pick up another gold medal. But that's the story so far this morning, is that Taha falls down. And also in Bertrand news, you've got Jennifer Donnell winning the pole vault. She was not able to clear the state record, though, in her final three attempts. So Bertrand, actually, a couple of stories with Class D. Bryson Mulberg is still in the high jump. And as far as on the track, no major surprises here so far today. Adams Central St. Cecilia had some 3,200-meter relays, but nobody ended up doing anything as far as meddling there.
Doug, obviously, if you're Brad Rankin, probably a little bit concerned about her psyche as she heads into the rest of the events of the day.
Well, the thing about Taha, she had to come right back and run in the 100-dash prelims, and she was actually in the same heat with Callie Brannigan and Shelton. They were in the same district. And, of course, they seed you by district times, and they end up being in the same race here. And Brannigan beat her again, but Taha did qualify with the third fastest time in the 100. So she was able to qualify for the finals there. But, you know, it's tough being a young kid, whether you're a freshman or a senior or a guy or a gal. I mean, expected to win, and you don't make the finals. That's just one of those things that you're going to have to deal with.
Well, disappointment's been run amok if you're a baseball fan here in Kearney. The Lopers taking on the chin yesterday, getting really blown out of the ballpark 15-2. Never really in that contest. Of course, people remember last year they were down 7-0 and fought all the way back for an 8-7 win. Well, not the case yesterday. Out of it early and out of it often. 15-2 losers.
Yeah, and they'll play Western Oregon this afternoon at 1 o'clock. UNK. You know, they ran into a team at Sonoma State that wasn't going to take them lightly. That's the bottom line here. They just weren't going to take them lightly.
Well, I think you saw that when everybody found out they're going to pitch their number one.
Well, they didn't pitch their number one.
Oh.
They didn't pitch their number one. They threw Gary Moran, which was either their number two or number three. That Means kid was number one on the list. So they went with either two or three. Moran's now 8-3. I think he was their number two starter, according to our release here. He allowed four hits, walked one, over just six innings of play, and finished with nine strikeouts. So they didn't throw their number one, but they did throw their number two, which was basically the same thing. He's got an ERA, I think, of around two.
Yeah, I'm surprised that he was able, as hot as the Lopers were hitting the baseball, to shut them down that far. But nonetheless, they fall into the loser's bracket, and now it's just a brutal, brutal road back. But hopefully, you know what, I think this is obviously a team that's been there before. I think this team can win the next couple of games, at least make a little noise, get some wins out there, you know, and set yourself up for the future a little bit.
Well, the key is to not go two and barbecue. Come back, get a win today against Western Oregon. That's a team that they can beat. You know, they're not a California team. I think if you're going to find a team that's at least similar or comparable to UNK in their regions and in the way that they got there, Western Oregon would probably be that team. But we'll see what the Lopers can get done today. It's going to be an important game for them this afternoon at 1 o'clock. And Damon Day commenting last night to NTV, now we just got to try to get to Saturday and then see what happens. And that means they need to win today. So let's see if they can get a win over Western Oregon today, and then who knows what will happen. I guess my question, Tony, is when we had Damon on and the comments that he made that he thought this team had a chance to win the regional, do you think he really believe that, or was he saying that, you know, we won a game at regionals last year, now the next step for this program is to win a regional? Well, I think there's a little gap in winning one game at a regional and actually winning a regional and making it to the Final Eight in the Division II College World Series. You think they really thought they could win this whole thing?
Well, I think the way they went in, just utterly blowing people away, I think they had so much confidence that I think he probably meant at the time. Now looking back, he probably was like, eh, I wouldn't have said that. But nonetheless, I just think he has so much confidence after the RMAC tournament.
Well, and they played very, very well there, and I hope that they can show some of that. The one thing they did in the RMAC tournament, Tony, was hit the ball. And they didn't do that yesterday.
Well, that's exactly right.
They hit the ball, but they didn't score runs. They had 9 hits. Jonah Wachick, Mr. Brad Hull, and they had a couple of good days yesterday for the Lopers offensively.
Doug, I'm looking here. Matt Means entered yesterday's game with a 1.91 ERA.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got Matt Garnett, probably. Yeah, it's tough to say who the far and a favorite for who the number one is for Chico State, but up and down this 1.57, 1.86, 3.1, 1.91, 3.5. I mean, these are people that have 14, 18 appearances on the year. So the pitching staff has plenty, and they are deep.
Well, and that's the case. And UNK, you just got to hope maybe they get another shot at him somewhere along the way. But I think Sonoma State is the team to beat when you get all said and done. They're going to have to go all the way to the finals. But stranger things have happened. We saw what Grand Island's done here on the local scene. They're playing in the finals today. And when you look at numbers, all you got to do is look at tonight's Nebraska and Missouri game, Tony. It was amazing. Aaron Crow has numbers that are very comparable to Johnny Dorn. They're almost exactly the same, except their records are nowhere comparable. Dorn's 5-1. Crow is 11-0. Dorn has a better ERA. Their strikeouts are 1-2 in the conference, but Nebraska hasn't found a way to get enough offense on Friday, and they're going to have their toughest Friday challenge of the year tonight.
Yeah, and Aaron Crow leads a nation with 11 wins. Not the Big 12, the nation. No other pitcher has 11 wins in the nation than Aaron Crow of Missouri.
And the thing I feel bad about for Johnny Dorn is obviously he's pitched well enough this year to have the career wins mark at the University of Nebraska. And right now, that's just not going to happen. He needed 10, and he could get 10 still. But, boy, you're talking about going deep into postseason. How many more starts will Johnny Dorn get? 4?
Yeah, you would think.
If they don't go to the College World Series, 4?
That's exactly 5? Right. Yeah, 4. I would think 4 would be the, you know, obviously, when it gets down to when push comes to shove, obviously he would have an opportunity late in some ball games probably to come back in, depending on how his arm is, you know, to prolong the season.
So we'll have to see how that goes. What do you think? And another interesting thing, I think, if Nebraska would have to get beat tonight, will that change the way that Mike Anderson approaches the weekend? I mean, if they're out of the Big 12 hunt?
Oh, boy. You know what? I think they just stay. They seem to like the rotation. They've done it all year. I don't think it'll change. Obviously, Dorn loses tonight. You've got him the first game available in the Big 12 tournament. And, you know, I think you've even got Weber the next day. I think those kids will have enough rest anyway to come back just 1-2-3 like they are set up right now.
Well, it should be interesting to see how things go. A big game tonight. It'll be interesting to, watch. I guess not watch, unless you got the webcast.
Yeah, we'll certainly be following that. Obviously, Texas A&M's magic number is 2. They need to win 2 games, and Nebraska can do nothing about it if they are to prevail over Texas. Although, if I find it interesting, I was thinking about that. Boy, you never see Nebraska fans usually cheer for Texas. Well, this weekend, I think everybody's cheering for Texas.
Maybe.
Maybe you're right. No, I don't think there's any doubt because we need Texas. This is one of those series, and they do it in Texas sometimes. They play the first one in Austin, then the next two are in College Station.
Yeah, I mean, when you can get back and forth between schools, you see that a lot down there where it's not that big of a deal.
Doug,
Kansas State can do that too.
Doug, we got a comment from a listener on the Dent Popper inbox here for you. The Dent Popper is home to the armor lining. Whether it's truck bed or boat, jeep, or even a golf cart, Dent Popper can protect it with a spray-on bed liner. Stop in, talk to Scott or Joel today for a free estimate. The emailer says, do you remember 3 years ago at the state track meet when an unnecessary worker stepped out in front of the Minden boy that was leading the 800? I do not remember that, but.
No, I don't remember that either. Thank God it wasn't me.
You would have made history like Matt Schick did on the football field at Kearney.
That's right, or they had to stop things. But it's a beautiful, as you may have known, Tony, everything here at Berg Stadium this year is new. They have a new track. They have a new infield. They've got a new scoreboard. And there's just a little more room, and everything looks very, very nice. A good upgrade as far as the fans go. Everything's the same, but inside the ropes here, very, very nice.
Well, I think, you know, a lot of people, you know, had comments a couple years ago about the condition of the track, and they certainly needed to go a different direction. They answered the bell, and I think everybody's very, very happy with it.
Well, we've got some results here, Daddy. I think they're coming up here in the next break here, and we've got Andy Meyer coming up around the corner as well, so let's take a break.
Let's take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Matt Hanley, head wrestling coach of the Gina Tiger High School in Maine, and you're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show, and they're wicked good.
Continuing coverage of the 2008 State High School Track and Field Meet from Berg Stadium in Omaha is coming up next on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Allen's Lower Level Sporting Goods Outlet is the best place to catch all the fishing equipment you need. We have the name brands you want with a huge selection of Bass Pro Shops merchandise, plus items from Impala, Shimano, and many more. Get your fishing license and park permit and take advantage of our special price of 24 Canadian night crawlers for only $2.69. Make your fishing expedition comfortable with Coleman camping equipment. Don't wish, don't fish. Offering you more at Allen's, where shopping is centered around you.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is Central Nebraska's premier clinic for sports-related injuries and rehabilitation. New West can help you with education, prevention, treatment, and rehabilitation. New West features a highly skilled team of physicians and staff. Doctors Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, John Wright, David Heitner, James Mahalik, and Bernie Cowan are here to help the athlete in all of us. Service close to home. New West Sports Medicine, 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete in all of us.
It's a beautiful night, nice and warm, and a gentle breeze, and you and a few friends are sitting outside having a few of your favorite drinks, forgetting about the day. And the best part is you're at Murphy's Wagon Wheel in downtown Hastings in the new beer garden. Now the hardest part of the evening is deciding what to eat. Murphy's mouth-watering fire-grilled burgers and chicken, or super sandwiches, the famous wings, fresh Caesar salad, sizzling steaks, or bountiful barbecue. You can't go wrong with any of them. Now at Murphy's, the kitchen stays open all day, Monday through Saturday. Murphy's Wagon Wheel, downtown Hastings.
Doug Duda with this state track update on ESPN Radio. Classes B and D are going through the early session today, and then A and C will start this afternoon around 3:30. Let's catch you up to date where we're at. In the Class D girls 3,200-meter relay, Loomis finishes in eighth. In the boys 3,200-meter relay, Elwood finishes in seventh. Overton was 12th. In the girls 100 high hurdles, Chelsea Pearson of Shelton and Brittany Cambern of Ansley have made the finals, but the story so far this morning is Bertrand Taylor-Taha, who had the fastest time in the state in that event, clipped the second hurdle in the preliminaries and did not qualify for the finals. She almost fell down, finished strong, but once she clipped that hurdle, no chance. And so she is out of the finals, and that will definitely affect Bertrand's team score. In the D-Boys 110 high hurdles, Cody Webben of Shelton, Bryson Mulberg of Elwood, Rob Keeney of Callaway are in the finals. Girls 100-meter dash, Skylar Rohde of Ansley, Callie Brannigan of Shelton, Taylor Taha of Bertrand, Samantha Johnson of Wilcox-Hildreth are in the finals. In the Class B portion of this morning, 3,200-meter relay on the boys' side, Granada Northwest was third, Lexington finished in fifth, St. Cecilia and Adams Central in the girls and boys did not medal. In the B girls 100 highs, no one from the area was able to advance to the finals, no one in the 110 highs either. Class B girls 100-meter dash, Julie Stoltenberg of Northwest and Tabitha Kreitzer of Holdridge are in the finals. We'll have more next hour on ESPN.
Your vehicle is a delicate machine and a substantial investment. That's why you can't afford to ignore it. Tice Service Center is your full-service Napa Auto Care Center. At Tice, their technicians are ASE certified, committed to auto care excellence, and can take care of your car repair needs, foreign or domestic. The stress of summer driving is here, so have Tice Service Center give your vehicle a summer checkover, from basic maintenance and air conditioning to computer and fuel system diagnosis. When your vehicle needs attention, give it the best. Tice Service, with 30 years in the business. Service you can trust. Your Napa Auto Care Center, 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings.
Have you noticed there is something different about your bank and how they handle your business? Maybe you lost your loan officer, or the bank's name on your checks has changed. At Five Points Bank, we strive to develop long-lasting banking relationships. If you've noticed things changing with your bank, switch to Five Points Bank, your bank for the long run. We'll make your switch easy and worth your time. Five Points Bank, the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
This broadcast is made possible in part by New Tech Seed. They would like to take this time to say best of luck to all the state track stars from everyone at New Tech Seed. No matter where you farm, there is a New Tech Seed dealer near you, including Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact New Tech Seed for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark and everyone from New Tech Seed.
We'll see sunshine and some increasing high cloudiness in spots through the day today. High temperatures, meanwhile, stay up around 80 with winds of the northwest to 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies, a low near 51, back to around 80 on Saturday. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 64.
Now we're back Friday, Doug and Daddy Show, taking on into the weekend. Last check, Grand Island Baseball, 7-5. They are behind Millard West, top of the fourth inning. Top of the fourth inning just began. So 7-5, Frank Ryan's squad jumps out on top of them. Grand Island got behind, and then they were able to come back, get a couple-run lead, and then I believe in the third inning, Grand Island was, or Millard West was able to score four runs and take a 7-5 lead. So we'll be continuing to give you updates on that game. A beautiful day here and a beautiful time to play golf. If you're going to play golf, 10 minutes north of Kearney, there's a beautiful golf course. It's called Prairie Hills Golf. We talk about it here quite often. You can go out, play a round of golf, and experience a dynamic course design. One will challenge your golf skills, yet forgive a slice or hook in the shallow rough that surrounds each fairway. Even though there's leagues on most nights, they're limited to the 9 of the 18 holes. You can always find room to golf, even on league nights. A full-service bar, snacks to cap off your day. Prairie Hills Golf, 10 minutes north of Kearney on Highway 10. Check it out today. Prairie Hills Golf, you got a beautiful layout, beautiful snack bar, beautiful fairways,
what?
New driving range, beautiful snack bar.
Beautiful mentioned snack bar.
Several. What? Several refreshments available for you.
But it's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
It's a beautiful snack bar.
I love it.
Wow.
Daddy's tried everything in it, so he knows.
Yeah. He's got the macadamia nuts. The 400 going on right now, Daddy.
That is not a fun race.
How about the 800?
That is a worse. That is a less fun race.
That'd be two times as bad.
That'd be twice as bad. You are correct.
What about the 1600?
That'd be four times as bad.
And if you had to run the 3200?
That'd be eight times as bad.
So that'd be the worst assist.
That would be the worst assistus ever.
Hey, some new football players at UNK. 18 of them. What in the world?
That's,
have signing day in February?
That's a monster number. A couple area names you said during the break that might catch people's ear.
Well, let's take a look here. UNK announcing 18 players that will come in for the Lopers. 10 Nebraska natives, 4 from Colorado, 2 from Kansas, 1 each from Arizona and New Mexico. The group includes 6 defensive backs, 3 wide receivers, 2 offensive linemen, 2 defensive linemen, a couple of quarterbacks, 2 linebackers, and a running back. Nebraska natives include Lance Shiflett of Cambridge. He is a good one. He ranked 2nd in the state this past fall in rushing. However, he'll switch over to the defensive side of the ball, and it looks like he'll play outside linebacker for the Lopers. Justin Drudick of Adams Central, whose brother Adam is a tight end for UNK, and Nick Cooley of Morrill will be the new quarterbacks on the roster. The current quarterbacks include a senior and 3 redshirt freshmen. And another family connection is Peter Croft. He'll join his older brother Jay in the UNK secondary. So that's a few of the names that are going to be coming in for the area to play football for UNK. There's a couple of Grand Island kids, as we said, Croft. There's also Tommy Velasquez, a defensive end from Grand Island Senior High. Mike Weaver is among those that's on the list from Kearney High, a wide receiver.
18 players coming to UNK. Well, Doug, 2 players that are walk-ons will leave Nebraska. Xavier Rucker, a 5'6", 160-pound wideout from Minneapolis, has chosen to leave the program, along with Dennis Berglund, a 6'1", 285-pound offensive lineman from Plattsmouth. Both are sophomore walk-ons. Berglund, they say, is probably headed to the University of Nebraska at Omaha. And why not? You know, why not? Also in Husker news, the 49ers have released Lance Brandenburg after the minicamp. They did not sign him and keep him on, so Lance Brandenburg looking for a job as well.
That's a big surprise.
Yeah. I don't think, you know, it's one of those deals, hey, he got a shot. What do you do? Probably didn't have a big vision of playing in the league anyway.
A couple of other sports nuggets for this morning, Daddy. You know that one of the big thorns in the side of UNK men's basketball for a long, long time was the coach Mike Dunlap at Metro State.
Yes.
He went to Denver with the Nuggets. Well, now he is stepping down to take an assistant coaching position at the University of Arizona. And, of course, that'll be under Lute Olson.
That is interesting because a lot of people don't think Lute Olson probably has a lot more years in him.
Yeah, but, and his name escapes me now, the guy that was running the program last year at Arizona who had come from from Marquette. Yeah, he's out. And so Mike Dunlap coming in, very interesting scenario there, I would think.
Well, I think Mike Dunlap has always kind of wanted to be in the coaching ranks, but at a higher level Division I school. And I think he thought that the best way for him to get there was to be an assistant in the NBA, probably. And now he's got that chance. A couple good years at Arizona probably will have that opportunity, whether it's at Arizona or somewhere else.
Well, you would think so, yeah. You would think so, that he needs to have an opportunity to get that done.
Doug, well, you know what's going on next week in Walnut, California? Yes, that would be the NCAA Division II Outdoor Championships going on May 22nd through the 24th, and we're pleased right now to be joined by UNK track coach Andy Meyer. Andy, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate being here.
Andy, talk about a little bit about taking these kids, and there's eight of them, to California. I know there's some middle distance runners that hasn't been a big key to your team, you know, in the last few years, but you finally got, especially on the women's side, some middle distance runners going.
It's exciting. And I, you know, all of that credit goes to Coach Bonzel. Brady's done an outstanding job for us in this first year. And I think he's given us just a glimpse of what's to come in the future. And we're sure excited about Coach Bonzel and what he's done with these girls and the recruiting he's done. So we got a lot to look forward to here in the next few years. I know that.
Andy, going to California, that's not a bad gig.
No, not at all. We're going to have a good time out there. It's been a few years since we've been there. The last time we went out, I think, was, gosh, I can't remember for sure, 4 or 5 years ago. And, you know, there's a lot of incentive when the national meets in California. There's a lot of incentive to get there. So we got a good group.
Andy, obviously, I think a couple local names that probably a little bit disappointment. Of course, Jake Wissing has an injury, a pulled hamstring, and then Ross Fellows, didn't qualify, and he'd been there before.
Right. He had been there before, had a good indoor season, just couldn't quite put things together, had a few nagging injuries in the outdoor season, and just kind of was disappointed. But Ross had a great career at Kearney. Jake, I think, you know, he's young, and I think he'll help us out quite a bit in the future. His injuries were a big problem this year with his hamstring, and we kind of knew that coming in with Jake, but hopefully we can get him healthy in the future. But the group we've got going to Nationals here next week, we're excited about. There's some experience there in the jumpers with Spencer Huff and Kelly Dring. Obviously, we're expecting some good things out of them, but the rest of the group are relatively new at this, and, you know, they're, for the most part, we're just happy to get qualified, and hopefully they can get out there and mix things up.
UNK track coach Andy Meyer joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Andy, talk about Kelly Dring. I mean, she's been the athlete of the meet, both indoor and outdoor. She's been the field athlete of the year in the RMAC. Is she just getting better?
She is getting better. And, you know, Kelly's been just she's a hardworking gal and got a good attitude and just very, very competitive. And, you know, I wish... The only thing about Kelly, I wish we had about four more of her. You know, having an athlete at that level on the team is just a tremendous help. And the awards she, you know, got at the conference meet were well, you know, she was well worthy of that. She's worked hard, and she's just been a tremendous asset to the team.
Andy, you guys always pride yourselves on taking the local talent, kids from right here in Nebraska. One of them going is actually from Phillipsburg, but hell, we'll call that Nebraska.
They're close enough.
They're close enough, and that's something that you do. Again, all 80 of these kids, you know, are from 150 miles from Kearney.
Well, I think that's just kind of the makeup of our team. You know, the biggest majority of our team is local kids, and like you said, I've always taken pride in developing those kids and seeing them do well, especially on a national level. It's awfully rewarding for me as a coach to see a kid from small town Nebraska up there with amongst the kids from all over the country, and to know that, you know, a lot of those kids weren't necessarily outstanding athletes in high school. You know, they were good, but they weren't the all-class gold medalists. They were the kids that were willing to come in and work hard and have a great attitude towards it and just love the sport. And that's what makes it fun working with those kids.
Andy, obviously I'm down here at Burke Stadium in Omaha watching this year's state meet. There's not as many all-class and big numbers, and I guess some people translate that in as to the athletic success this year may not be as high as it's been some other years, and you guys have to go out and find these Nebraska kids. Does that help you, or does that hurt you, or as you're recruiting this year, what do you
see?
Well,
you know, in some ways, Doug, it helps us, you know, because everything goes in cycles, even our team. You know, you have years where, you know, when the group we're taking to nationals might, you know, every one of them might have a chance to score real high, where this year it's you know, we don't have quite that, but I think the high school ranks is a lot the same. It does go in cycles, and this just happens to be in some areas on the track and in the field events, maybe a down year, but there's definitely talent out there. I mean, there's no doubt about that, and we're pretty excited about you know, our outlook for next year. We've got a nice group of recruits coming in, and Coach Bombel's down there right now watching some of them, and so we're looking forward to that.
Andy Meyer, UNK track coach, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Andy, it takes an eighth-place finish or better to be of that All-American, that elite status. How many out of these eight kids could reach that All-American status without having an absolute career day?
Well, I think of the eight kids, you know, it's hard to tell. Just the way the weather's been this spring and a lot of the meets have been kind of hit and miss, anything could happen. And I hope to have at least half of our athletes that were taken or a little better than that, come back as an All-American. Now, not very many of them, like I said, are ranked right now in the top eight, but I think realistically we could come back with half of them that have a chance to place.
That's kind of the deal, isn't it, Andy, as you just touched on a little bit. A lot of these kids, I guess, would be what you call fringe kids as far as making it into nationals. This is a chance for them to take that next step.
That's right. And, you know, like I said, the way this spring has gone with a lot of our meets and the weather and just training during the week, we haven't been able to get real consistent until here just in the last few weeks. So prior to conference, you know, the week before conference, we were just starting to hit stride. So I'm hoping, you know, things can go well at the national meet as well as they have here the last couple weeks. So I think we've got some kids like Michelle Dill, you know, Drew Onan. We've got a few kids like that are really starting to come on, and it'll be interesting to see how they perform, even though, like I said, some of them, it's their first chance out there. But if they can match what they did to get there, I think they're going to be in pretty good shape.
Andy, we really appreciate the time this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Best of luck and enjoy California.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
Andy Meyer, and if you want a rundown of the men's qualifiers, Jared Holtz in the discus, Spencer Huff in the long jump, Brandon Carlin, the hammer throw, Drew Onan in the discus. In the women's qualifiers, Jacqueline DeBurn, the 3,000-meter steeplechase. Yuck. Michelle Dill, 800 meters and 1,500 meters. Kelly Dring, long jump and triple jump. And Kylie Peterson in the shot put. So those are your qualifiers. They will head next week to Walnut, California, and compete in the Hilmer Lodge Stadium at Mount St. Antonio College Thursday through Saturday. So best of luck to all the Lopers competing out there, and hopefully they can do some good things.
Maybe they can high-five the baseball team on the way out there.
That'd be good. Hope the baseball team gets to stick around that long.
That would be very, very good. Let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, get more baseball updates, and I've got a few more track results we can pass to you along as well from Burke Stadium, Daddy.
That sounds good, Doug, but before we get out of here, I want to talk about lunch because lunchtime's coming up.
I love lunch. By the way, let me tell you what I'm having for lunch. I'm having a, looks like a bag of Fritos. They always throw an apple in here. I've stayed track for 13 years. You get a meal twice on Friday and once on Saturday. There's always an apple, not a banana, not a peach, not a pear, not an orange, always an apple. And then it looks like sometimes they put in either deli ham or deli turkey with some cheese on it. And I got some white cheese on this one, so I'm pretty fired up.
Well, I think you'd be more fired up to go to the Chicken Coop.
Well, definitely.
Chicken tender hoagies, ribs, all kinds of burgers. Their mushroom bacon burger is the best. Oh, not interested in that. They've got great pizzas, all different kinds, made to your liking. The Chicken Coop, Kearney, and Grand Island, all the sports packages are available. There's dinner specials. There's drink specials. There's early happy hour. There's late night happy hour. The Chicken Coop, Grand Island, and Kearney, Pub Pickles. I'm not even going to say it today. There's cheese balls on that list, along with a variety of other appetizers for your liking at the Chicken Coop, Grand Island, and Kearney, and check it out, folks, at the Kearney Chicken Coop. All you got to do is pick the right numbers and your meal's free. That's right. You play some Keno while you're there. Chicken Coop, Grand Island, and Kearney, where it's at. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
After listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, many people are heard to mutter,
"Who are those guys?"
Those guys, we'll be right back.
A stiff neck or an aching back is preventing you from working out, playing with your kids, or just enjoying special events? Salon Pause can help. Salon Pause. They're medicated patches that provide fast and sustained relief right where you need it most. No more stiff neck or aching back. Just lasting relief. Get back to enjoying the life you deserve with Salon Pause. Available at major drugstores, membership warehouses, and local pharmacies.
S-A-L-O-N-P-A-S. Salon Pause. Be more active.
Every stay at Mike Rotellians and Suites is more than comfortable, and why wouldn't it be? With a plush, cozy bed to lie down on and new stylish decor to make you feel right at home? Oh, and the free high-speed wireless internet and free local and long-distance calls that allow you to keep in touch when you're worlds away. Plus, you wake up every morning to a complimentary continental breakfast. While your MicroPass card gets you one night closer to a free stay. For quality, affordable, and accessible accommodations, visit MicroTellIn.com.
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions, such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center provides a continuum of physical therapy care, including treatment of neck and back pain, post-surgical rehab, women's health, and pediatric services. Walk-ins are welcome to our facility located in the Kearney Clinic building. Family Physical Therapy.
Hi, this is Jeff Benjamin of Benjamin's Landscaping of Kearney and Holdridge. Did you know that we can treat a 6,900 square foot lawn all year with chemicals and fertilizer for only $200? That's right, $200 will get your 6,900 square foot lawn looking good. And that price includes grub treatment. Call our full-time staff today. Keeping your lawn beautiful is our business. We're Benjamin's Landscaping in Kearney and Holdridge. Great service, great value.
This is why I'm hot. I'm hot cause I'm fly. You ain't cause you not. This is why I'm hot.
Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show with all the baseball talk, all the track talk. You know, people might suffer some sports injuries, Daddy.
Pull muscles, whatnot.
Any kind of that stuff. Two clinics in Kearney, locations in Ravenna, Elm Creek, and Bertrand. It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. At Family Physical Therapy, their staff is committed to providing excellence and rehabilitation for all your patients. They go beyond physical therapy. They'll work through the pain and all the way to the success to rebuild and strengthen your body. We want to take you on a road to recovery and a normal lifestyle as quickly as possible. We want you to go to Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. They have 15 years experience in the community. community. They don't just you don't just choose a name with them. You choose a team that cares. Family Physical Therapy, two clinics in Kearney, locations in Ravenna, Elm Creek, and Bertrand.
We're back, Doug Duda, joining us live from Burke Stadium in the beautiful, beautiful confines in the state track meet. Doug, you have some more updates for us.
Well, they're running the boys 400 prelims, and very rarely do you see someone in lane 8 win their prelim, but that's where Matt Shipp was. You remember he was running on injury, and Matt Shipp out of Bertrand, who won from Thayer Central last year, now at Bertrand, he won his heat, so he will be headed to the finals.
Well, congratulations to him.
Well, let's take a look at some other things here for you, too, Daddy. The Class D girls discus, Megan Berg of SEM is a medalist. She finishes in seventh place. And some other news, we go to the D boys 100-meter dash, making the finals. Broderick Dillon of Clay Center has made the finals. Also, we move on over to some field events starting to roll in here. The Class B boys shot put. We have our first state champion from the area. And no surprise, Hadley Cooksley of Northwest, 57 feet, 7.5 inches. That's more than 4 feet farther than Alvin Voss of Arlington. Third place goes to Bryce Knobb of Hastings. He goes 52, 7.5. So congratulations to Bryce finishing in second place. In the Class B girls 400-meter dash, the fastest time in prelims, Abby Jackson of Hastings St. Cecilia, 59.5. So she will have the fastest time going into the finals. Class B boys, 100-meter dash, the fastest time, Matt Cooper of St. Paul. Second fastest time, Devin Johnson of Grand Island Northwest. So that's the latest here from state track as far as our updates go.
Fair enough. Doug, I think a lot of people obviously following state track meets. We'll appreciate your updates every hour on the hour. I think while you're on the phone, it's only fitting that we have this moment because I think we're 6-0 against the Detroit Tigers. I think that means one thing.
That's right, baby.
Will's able to get some offensive production yesterday. Finally get some production from Jose Guillen. Three RBIs, two from Mr. Billy Butler for an 8-4 victory and the sixth in a row over the Detroit Tigers, a second sweep of them this young season.
Feel that.
You know,
Detroit.
You know, Gil Mesh gets the win. It only improves to 3-5 on the year. But, you know, that was a great win. The attendance at Royal Stadium yesterday, 34,734. So some people showing up to watch him.
Yeah, 34,000. But, Daddy, yesterday was Kids Day at Royal Stadium. I think they said upwards of 20,000 youngsters were invited. So, like, school day was yesterday. So that's one of the reasons there was 34,000. There was a lot of kids in the stands.
Fair enough. Doug, bigger surprise to you in the American League, the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, or in the National League, the Florida Marlins?
What, Tampa Bay beat the Yankees again yesterday, right?
Tampa Bay. 5-2.
Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay
has never won. Florida has won. Tampa Bay has never won.
Florida has won, although they're trying to do it this year with a $21 million payroll.
They're doing it with different players. They've done it with different players all the time. I understand that. And without Dontrell Willis anymore and without some of their, you know, big-time players. But Tampa Bay, bigger surprise to me. I mean, you're in there with the Red Sox and, yes, the Yankees, and a lot of people thought the Toronto Blue Jays were going to make some noise. So, you know, when you're beating all three of those teams and you lead the league at this point, I say Tampa Bay.
We get into some interleague play this weekend starting today. Obviously, the Royals take on those Florida Marlins, Brett Tomko.
Yeah, did you catch this, by the way? As I was listening to the Royals broadcast a couple nights ago, they just can't catch a break. They're playing Florida, who should be a bunch of hacks, but they lead their division. They play Arizona in interleague play. They play the Cardinals in interleague play, who had been leading the division. So the Royals, even when they go outside into interleague, can't catch a break.
Well, yeah, they play the toughest schedule in baseball. We've already known that. We've known that for a long time.
You know, it might be. And no kidding aside, I mean, this is supposed to be the toughest division in baseball with the White Sox, but basically with Detroit and Cleveland, who were everybody's pick, one or the other, to win or go to the World Series. Out of the American League or Boston, but you heard a lot of Detroit, some Cleveland, some Boston, and then you have Minnesota playing pretty well. So I think you're looking at the toughest division.
Well, exactly two games under 500 with 40 games in the books to this point. Obviously, a quarter of the season gone. Two games below 500, the Royals find themselves only 2.5 games back in the division. So it's been a long time. I think 40 games in the season, you could say the Royals 2.5 games back in their division and two games under 500.
And that was with a seven-game losing streak and then starting the homestand that they were on 1-5. And then winning their next four games to finish that 10-game homestand at 5-5. Big emotional boost as they go now on one of their longest road swings of the season.
You are correct. Doug, we go back to the Dent Popper inbox. It says, "Hey, Big Daddy and Doug, don't know if you're aware that the Kearney Catholic doubles tennis teams, numbers 1 and 2, have both made the finals. Once again, the World Herald failed to show up. Do you know that there was not one word regarding the state tennis tournament in the morning edition of the World Herald? I have no dog in the hunt, but how do you think the kids and parents feel when they're not even mentioned? Shame on Stu."
Well, A, I don't think that's Stu, and B, it is in the Eastern edition, obviously. I don't know why it wouldn't have been in the Western edition. It was all done by 6 o'clock. If that's the case, that's embarrassing. But I don't know. We have the Eastern edition being in Omaha, so that's all I can tell you. In Class A, Omaha Marion with the lead by 2 points over Omaha Westside. Grand Island was sitting in a fourth place in Class A. In Class B, your team leader was Omaha Scud, and Grand Island Central Catholic was sitting in fifth. McCook was sitting in fourth. Lexington was in a tie for fifth, actually, with Central Catholic.
Perfect, Doug. We got to take a quick break, but before we do, it was a great weekend for grilling, and that means one thing.
Troutman's Quality Meats. Head over and see Carrie and the gang. They got all kinds of fresh stuff from the smokehouse. Beef wieners, state fair brats, ham and cheddar brats, Polish dogs, all of those fresh from the smokehouse. They also have fresh bacon and pepper bacon, Daddy. I love bacon.
They can cut that to your specifications
as
well.
They can do that as well. Snack sticks in, and they got a new request, which they got hooked up this week over there at Troutman's. Skirt steak, beef skirt steak for fajitas, that kind of stuff. If you're into that, they have some of that you can get as well. Also, a new shipment of wines in stock. Everything you need for tailgating, just if you want to have, if you just want to grill at home a little bit, grab a steak or something like that, they can help you out too. Go over, see Carrie and the gang at Troutman's Quality Meats in Kearney.
Perfect. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up on a Friday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. And we'll talk to Doug and get one more final update from the state track meet in Omaha back after this.
There they are, two dirty boys.
We had nothing to do with it. It was all their idea.
Now your tablecloth is stained. And how?
More dirty deeds done dirt cheap. When the Doug and Daddy Show returns at Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
A flat panel TV but can't afford it? Hi, it's Colin Coward, host of The Herd. We recommend Vizio as we did a year ago. Vizio.com. Fastest growing flat panel company in America. That's shaking up the industry. A 32-inch LCD under $600. A 47-inch 1080p LCD under $1,700. They are the HD TV of you, the people. I've got one and love it. Vizio is available at Circuit City, Sears, Costco, Sam's Club, BJ's, and Walmart.
AutoZone. Whether you're looking for a quick shine or want to detail your ride inside and out, you know there's one place that'll satisfy all your needs.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone is your wash and wax headquarters. From simple one-step wash and wax solutions to top-of-the-line specialty cleaners, polishes, brushes, and accessories, AutoZone has hundreds of products designed to keep your car or truck looking great. So if you want to look sharp, get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
When the phone rings, who do you want to answer? It's your call. Trust Lifts, serving the Kearney area for over 30 years. Long-standing reputation, innovative ideas, personal service, superior quality. Trust Lifts. It's your call. On time, done right, one customer at a time. Lifts Printing Service, Kearney.
Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show, Friday edition. Going to be a beautiful weekend, and if you're not, if you want to get out of the house, do some four-wheel riding, do anything like that,
tell you,
jet skiing too. I'll tell you where you need to go. You need to go to Nebraska Power Sports Mall. It's Kearney Yamaha just south of I-80 in Kearney. They have the Get Out and Ride event going on this week. Hundreds of parts, accessories, and apparel all marked down like never before. You can buy two oil filters. You get a whole case of oil for 20% off the regular price. Batteries marked down lower than ever before. They got leather coats, chaps, vests as low as $45. Helmets starting at $35. Low prices on all the name brand stuff that they got down there. Even t-shirts for just $5. Great deals at Kearney Yamaha, Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, just south of I-80 in Kearney.
Derek, don't forget tomorrow is free fishing and park entry day. It's Saturday, May 17th. All state parks will be open. No fee. You can fish all day for free. Bring your own fishing gear, tackle. Well, there are several parks offering fishing seminars and whatnot, so check out your – I don't think there's anything really close to around here that's going on, but check out the Game and Parks website. But it's free fishing and park entry day on May 17th. And I got to give a special May 17th because it is my dad's birthday. And, you know, when you turn that ripe old age of the big 6-0, you just don't know how long they're going to be around. I'm just kidding, Dad.
Wow.
Happy birthday, Dad.
Wow. Happy birthday, Big Daddy Senior.
I love you, Daddy. I thought it was a joke. I'm going to get a punch.
Daddy's going to get whooped like he did when he was little.
My dad can still grab the back of my neck and drop me on my knees. Sorry, Dad. That was just for all the beatings I took as a child. Turned the big 6-0 on Saturday, so... looking forward to him having a very, very happy birthday weekend. And also, Preakness going on this weekend, Derek. And I'm looking at these horses, Andrew, and there's a lot of them. I can see where there's only four horses when you're running against a monster like Big Brown. Some of these horses, the Todd Pledger horse behind at the bar, he is a third choice at 10-1. He hasn't ever been in Grade 1 company.
Yeah, it's like none of the horses even have any legitimate experience like Big Brown does, and everyone's saying Big Brown's just going to run away with this thing.
It's probably a bad example, but it's like you win the feature race at the Donovan racetrack or in Lexington and go, hell, why don't I try Darlington? Okay, that'll work good for you. It just don't work. Maybe that's a little bit of an exaggeration, but... he's 1-2 morning line, probably not going to be that when he goes off. A lot of people think Trace Baracos, the actual two horse, will be the horse that leads the way. But he's, you know, here's a horse that's been out 7 times, only got 1 win, made $160,000. And then Big Brown will just swallow him up on the backside and go right around everything. And all you hear about is everybody saying this horse will bounce. Well, if you don't know much about horse racing, that means he's going to take a step backwards. Horses can't just get faster, faster, faster. They take steps back, and then they build up their endurance again. And in horse racing circles, they call that a bounce or a regression, if you will, as to their form. Well, they think he ran such a monster race in the Kentucky Derby that he will take a step back. Well, Gallego is the only other horse in the Derby. He finished a mere 36 lengths behind him. So if he
gets a little worse this time around, he'll only win by 2 lengths.
I think he's just much the best animal. I think, you know, you have a pretty big bounce and he's still going to beat. And, you know, you don't call horse. I mean, these horses are all, I mean, everybody would love to own these horses. I mean, they're making money. They're doing good things and they're fine animals, but to compare them to the talent level of Big Brown, probably not real fair. And I don't think they'll show up and do much. A lot of people picking out Kentucky Bear. If you look at the horse racing writers' predictions, the Washington Post, John Scheinman is the only one. He selected Kentucky Bear. Otherwise, everybody else has selected Big Brown. We do have an update from the baseball tournament in Grand Island. It is still 7-5. Grand Island was batting in the bottom of the 6th inning at the last check. So...
just heard from Doug. He's not going to be able to join us again. He's got some other state track reports to get to and that kind of stuff. But he did pass along an update to us. Both of those Kearney Catholic tennis teams have won and have both advanced to the finals.
State champ? They both won in the finals?
I think he said they both advanced to the finals.
Okay. Well, nonetheless, we'll check on that and get back to you on that on Monday. So I look forward to that. Obviously, we want to thank our own Doug Duda. We just have a final now in the Grand Island baseball game. They have lost game one, 7-5. Grand Island obviously will come back. They will come back and play a second game today versus Frank Ryan's Millard West squad. They are 7-5 losers in the first game. They have to bounce back. It's down to it's sudden death for both teams. A win or go home with a smaller trophy. I want to thank Andy Meyer, UNK track coaches. He's set for the national meet. We want to thank our own Doug Duda for joining us live from the state track meet at the lovely confines of Burke Stadium. Preakness going on this weekend. State track going on this weekend. Husker baseball going on this weekend. Aaron Crow against Johnny Dorn. I don't think you find a better matchup in the nation, perhaps. Obviously, you got Miami and North Carolina, one or two teams in the country, playing this weekend as well. We'll follow that. We'll give you a full wrap on all the weekend sporting events Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 and 1550. Enjoy the weekend.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.